Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I got me in the hot rod.
So you're not saying go ahead and pay your bill and know where you are at that time, and then hopefully later on you can up in your game.
Right.
People don't do that because they feel like, well,
in that kind of a situation. That's just being a foolish mortal. My house don't always look like this. I'm sorry you came over on a bad night. My house don't always, I don't really.
They might recognize it, but don't want to admit it. That's what I am, but I have my own job to do that nobody else knows how to do.
Okay.
Well, a coworker and I have recognized that you're kind of running down the left.
the show.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't me no ticket.
Ray James, pop up, boom. You cool. This is the world.
Just go ahead and keep it real and keep it 100, because I'd like to know about my Facebook fam that said that they're doing life-changing things, they're making big things happen, but yet it's kind of difficult to see a touch of progress. So maybe I'm not looking, maybe I'm not paying as much attention as I should, but there are a few people connected that say, hey, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I got this going on, but there's no proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little concerned. Because why are you putting yourself out there as if you've done this, you're accomplishing this, you're moving this, you're getting this done? This is your year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have less than, what, 60 days left in here?
Mm-hmm.
So your year is just about coming to an end, giving us all this information that you've done, but yet nobody can see it. I don't understand that. Can somebody help me? Call in, hit me in the chat room, and let me know. This is the year that the Lord has made for me. And everything, I'm so happy that I'm getting this done. Well, what is it that you're getting? And then stand behind it.
Well, you know what, Andy? I think everybody's level of success can be different, and it is. I make music, but some people might feel like I'm not successful because I'm not Mary J. Blige. Or I'm not, you know, Queen Latifah. For me, my success is that I finished it.
Exactly.
I actually did something. And you know what? You can find it if you know how to research if somebody's actually produced something, some music, if they've been involved in this or that. If you do the research, you'll be able to find it. But at the same time, look at it like this. We are providing ways for people to research what we're doing, and they feel like y'all ain't doing that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's not what it is. Oh, no. Who are you trying to be? And that always baffles me, because somebody that's trying, you have no avenue, really, of listening,
mm-hmm.
Googling,
right.
Finding, are seeing them visually doing what they're doing. It's just that they're gauging you on a whole different success level in their brain. You
well,
know what I mean?
Thing is, with that,
they're probably comparing you to Steve Harvey,
not sure.
And Nita Oprah Winfrey. And we know that we are not those two. I'm just saying that. We know we are not those two.
Mm-hmm.
We are Andy Brown and Oatmeal Brown. And we do what we do.
Right.
So if we say we have a Blog Talk Radio show, guess what? We do. And you can call in, you can hear it.
Exactly.
If you don't think we talk about the realness, you will not know unless you call in and listen.
Mm-hmm.
They can find your book on all the book avenues if they know how to find a book.
Right.
They can find my single.
And they don't.
They
really
can find my bio to see what Oatmeal Brown, the media divas all about. They can go to your website.
Right.
AndyBrownSpeaks.com. But people, even if you give people the avenue sometimes, they still don't go. They still don't see it. They still don't receive it, because they're looking at you to be in, I guess, what the media has trained them to see what success is supposed to look like.
Oh, and that's painful.
Right.
That is so painful, because I'm looking at the fact that it's very, very enlightening and breathtaking to see somebody want to accomplish their dream and get something done. There's a guy, his name is Tyrone Parker, always, for some, you know, hey, I'm doing this, I'm multi-level marketing, people are getting checks left and right, dealing with me, I'm showing you my, here's the proof, I'm at my mailbox and here's 4 checks. Dude, that's cool. I like to see when people are on it like that.
Right.
You know, handle your business. That's cool. And then you get somebody who's pushing and will say it but will stop, what happened? Is it a choice to stop? Did you really not believe in it from the get-go? Because what that's, it's causing the look to take you out of the on top of your game,
mm-hmm.
and down the stairs closer to the lane. Because you hear, you say you hear, and I want to see you, we want to see you do big things.
Right.
But you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You stop. Well, you know, gas was high in the summer, and I really couldn't put together the right plan to get my website done. Not quite understanding how the two correlate. Somebody actually told me that. The gas went up,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't finish.
Wow.
At this moment, you and I are going to stop talking because it makes no sense to me, because if you really want it, you'll find a way to get it done. You have to reach out to somebody to help you step your game up and say, okay, this is what I'm looking to accomplish. It's not working at this level. What can I do to make myself better? And that's not saying that you can't do it or you can't handle it. It's a little thing called help. Constructive criticism. Be open to change. Bishop Jakes even said, sometimes you got to work with people that just don't look like you or do things that you don't normally do to take you to another level. Don't be ashamed to come out the box like Ms. O'Neill Brown has said. Don't be ashamed to come out the box. Change is necessary. Y'all know just as well as I do. Here in Texas, it was crazy hot all summer. And right now, it's as cool as the other side of the pillow outside.
Mm-hmm.
Change is natural. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not. Evolve and grow with the change, because it just makes you better. With time, with energy, and with substance. So if it doesn't seem like it's going quite right, there's no need to quit on it. But it's just find some ways to tweak it. Okay, what's wrong with this situation? What is it that's not going right? And what must be done to make it better? Whether you're on the basketball court, whether you're on the football field, whether you're in your own personal relationship, because so many people take the time, Ms. O'Neill, you might know them like I know them. If the relationship is going bad, they're ready to quit.
Right.
Man, I can't get with this chick, nigga. She don't know how to fry chicken. I'm done. I can't get with her. We had an argument last night, and she going to try to tell me that the Eagles are better than the Cowboys. I can't get with nobody like that. No. This is petty. Because if these are the things that break it up, and these are the things that stifle it, it's never going to work. You have to put some effort in to say, okay, this is a roadblock. What am I going to do to get over it? And I'm, you know, self-included. Because you have to recognize, folks, some people aren't going to recognize it. But sometimes you just have to back up and say, you know what, there needs to be a change here. There's some issues, and we got to overlook this. Game recognized lane, ladies and gentlemen. With all the games being played in your town or even somewhere else, prepare for these and many other group travel plans accordingly, and consider B&B Tour and Charter for your next transportation service. Now, they're stationed in Kansas City, Missouri, but their destination begins and ends with you, with nationwide service. So for quotes, reach out to the first Andy Brown, not me, that's my dad, at 877-411-8600, or go online at www.bbtourandcharter.com. Be sure to mention that you heard this ad on the online happy hour for special pricing. Game recognized lane. This is real talk. This is real thing. And if you're in a position, folks, where you're intrigued by the conversation and it's making a little bit of sense, Miss Oatmeal comes with the realness. Don't be ashamed to reach out to her and say, you know what, I heard what you said on the show. Let me ask you your opinion about this. Or if it comes down to a situation where we definitely need to open up and have a life coaching session, for you, if you told me that you heard about the show on the online, your first session, absolutely free. Let's talk about that, because it's all about moving to a better place, especially with the new year coming up. We don't want to fall to the wayside and act like things are going to be okay and get stagnant and not really recognize the growth that it takes to stay on your level of game. So, Ms. O'Mill, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that people can do to keep their game sharp?
Like I said, you know, earlier, research, have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean that you have to necessarily agree, especially if you don't know what they're saying is true. But that doesn't say knock it. That means find out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go find out from somebody who don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
People tend to go to their amen section versus going to people that's going to tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll keep out a lot of stuff as well.
Right.
At the end of the day, you'll never get the true answer. So why do that? You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to know.
You can't handle the truth.
Reality, if you do that.
Mm.
I can't go to people that's just going to be like, oh, so O'Mill. You're just so great all the time. I don't even like that. I need you to keep it 100.
Right.
Because I know that all the time I'm not great because I'm not a perfect person. But I also know that nobody is. So I would need to hear from somebody that can keep it 100. Whether they're my peers, whether somebody's younger than me, whether it's somebody that's older than me. I have those options because I'm open to listen to people.
Right.
So if you have any type of surrounding, then you can't say that you can't get it. But if you're blocking things from people, they're not going to know the real you. So how do you expect to get real answers?
This is true.
You're not going to get real answers if you fronting. They're going to give you what feels good to you. But most people want that. They want what feels good.
Surface.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They only give this person all the good, but behind the scenes, I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you all oatmeal, but over here, I'm just giving the happy-go-lucky oatmeal, the great
right.
oatmeal, but behind
right, right.
the scenes, I'm giving oatmeal hell on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving all oatmeal. There's going to be a different opinion.
That's what's up.
But do people think like that? No, they don't. Only people that think deep like that think like that. The average person doesn't. And that's what we're here for, to
right.
open up their mind to receive things in that manner. Then you'll see a change in your life. That's guaranteed.
Absolutely.
We ain't just talking it. We got to walk it, too.
I agree with that. And also a big shout out to all of you who all give surface answers. To them people that call in and you really don't want to talk to them just to get them off the phone, we hope y'all listen tonight and get a little bit of this realness tonight. She's coming with it, folks. Realness101.com is Miss Oatmeal Brown. Taste the flavor, that is her. Some of the other things that you can do to keep your game sharp, stick by what you say. The truth will set you free. It's not cliche.
Mm-mm.
Stick by what you say. If you say you're going to do it, make sure you do it. If you say you can follow through, make sure you can follow through. Now, there's going to be times when everything don't work out picture perfect. We understand that. But effort is really what it is, really what it's all about. That's what it's going to take. If you got to go to the gym 4 and 5 times, you know, to get your workout on, or you're trying to be a better athlete and trying to increase your ball skills, and you say, man, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do this, then do it. Because you hurt only yourself by not stepping up and doing that. You have to find that happy medium to say, put your plan together and adhere to what you said you were going to do. It helps. Write it down. You know, sometimes you may see some cats out at the club. They're trying to get it on and trying to holler at, you know, stop using lines. Hey, baby. Hey, baby, can I pick that up? You dropped that. You know, that conversation you were just having, can we pick this up again and start over? Stop saying silly stuff like that. Be 100. Be straight with someone. Excuse me, ma'am, can I have a conversation with you? I saw you from across the room. I had to come over here and say hello. Just be real. Stop looking for lines because you become predictable and you get laughed at. Don't base your whole element based on your ride. If you got an Infiniti Q45 and you roll up, you know, car looking clean, everything good, but you're trying to pull off the lot and brakes are squeaking, lights don't work, you might not want to do that, player. Don't depend on your ride to represent and speak for you. Many times it happens over and over again. Not cool. Not cool. And this is another thing. Stop sending the representative out to speak for you on your behalf, because that's when communication gets messed up. You want somebody to do your work for you, it ends up being their work, and you get none of the glory. Y'all remember the episode of The Five Heartbeats when Duck would always send, Leon was his brother? We're going to play Shy Brother. You go out there and tell her, I like her. Nigga, he never came back to you with any chick because he did all the work. Really? You're going to let somebody else do your work for you? They about to get the credit. Hey, dog, go ahead and do this work for us and turn this in. Yeah. Or even in class, those of you who all are in graduate school and y'all working on a group project, well, y'all go ahead and turn this in. I'm going to do my part later. The group gets an A, and you're going to get left out. Not cool. Don't send the representative to handle your business because they're looking at them and not you. So you might get the gas face and get looked at, well, who are you? What you doing here? We don't even know you. Doesn't work like that, folks. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real.
The rep never works. Never works. It's only temporary. But so if it's just a temporary situation,
yeah,
then, okay, maybe your lame game will work. But you don't know how long it will work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will.
Be yourself. There's nothing wrong.
You're going to get caught up. You're going to get caught up. And then I want to piggyback as our dear friend Nikki that used to be on the panel. What happened to Nikki? Would say.
You know what? I saw Nikki at Grambling Homecoming, and I didn't even know that was her.
Okay.
Because I hadn't seen her. Like, seen her. I've seen the fantastic step pictures,
okay,
and I never seen, because I was like, is that her?
Okay.
That's what Nikki looks like. And I didn't, my mindset wasn't always completely there.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know if that's Nikki. But I'm going to speak to it just in case, but it didn't really come out. I didn't want to make it look like I'm trying to holler.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with Nikki. Big shout out to our homegirl Nikki up in Michigan doing her thing. She may call in tonight, she might not, but it's all for the good.
But like Nikki used to say, you know, to piggyback.
Come on.
Off of what you said. See, people tend to get mad when they say that they're going to do something, and then you call them out on it if they don't do it when they said they were going to. You cannot get mad. I don't. I said I was going to do something for somebody and did not do it.
Okay.
Guess what I said?
What?
I can't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather tell you that day ahead of time, before it comes to the time that I'm supposed to do that,
mm-hmm,
that I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, I don't get what's wrong with that. Is there
right.
anything wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? People get mad at me. For calling us out on that. All I'm saying is this is what you said. If it changed, you let me know. Right?
Right.
But I've been stood up for video shoot, this and that, blah, blah. And then when I call them out, I can't believe you said that. What are you showing me? You are not showing, I don't give a damn what you said.
Right.
If you said something, then you should be here.
Mm.
If it has changed, let me know.
Okay.
So you have every right to call Oatmeal out, and Oatmeal feels that, and anybody else has the right to call anybody else out if they say that they was going to do something, and they don't do it. Right?
Better listen to this.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You are not a bad person for doing that. All you have
up.
Is your word.
Exactly.
If your word changes and you let somebody else know, you're straight.
Because
mm-hmm. stuff happens.
Right.
You don't say nothing, then that person's got to call you out. Then what do you look like?
A foolish mortal. Fuck it down. Straight
so,
up.
So, I mean, you know, hey, we all have times where we can't come through.
Okay.
You can't come through. Say that. I've lost friendships over stuff like that. Because love still want to be like, I ain't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, holla at you.
Mm-hmm.
Holla. Because all you had to say was, I don't want to do it, or I'm not going to be able to do it.
Some people just think they're being offensive by saying, I would rather you tell me I don't want to do it. I would rather you keep it 100 with me. I got some pretty tough skin.
Right.
You know, I got some, and if anybody knows me, I got some pretty tough hair. You know, it's carpet hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to, you know, lotion my body quite frequently because I got some pretty tough skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can take it.
Right.
Don't mistake the look on my face because I'm just going to look at everybody crazy. But I can take it. Prime example. I got kicked out of a chicken restaurant last week because Ms. Oatmeal Brown put me out of a little conversation. You know, it happens. I didn't know I was intruding on a business meeting.
Who knew?
Nobody said nothing. The approach could have been a bit different. But she wasn't trying to be funny. Just say it. Hey, dude, right now we're discussing something that really don't concern you. When we finish this conversation, we'll get you back over here. So I had to accept that and be like, yeah, that wasn't what that was said, but I had to kind of turn that around and be like, you know what? You know how you get the angel and the devil on your shoulders? The devil said one thing. The angel was like, you know what? Let's just leave. Just step out. This ain't your conversation. I'm intruding.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon freaking me. Let me back up from this.
But one thing you have to know about Jacqueline, we're going to scratch out Oatmeal. I'm going to say what other people might be thinking, but can't say it. You understand what I'm saying? I'll say it. Once I try to find, I had to find some quick words because that's not something that, you know, was known that it was going to happen like that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I might have said something the wrong way, but you, like you said now, you understand because we talked about it later. Because I can come back and talk to you. I don't have a problem with that.
I got kicked out.
You see?
This ain't your place, dude. Leave.
But wouldn't you rather somebody say it than talk about it later and everything you're saying was just like air?
It's a way to approach it, but I hear what
right. But it's kind of hard when you, in the heat of the moment. Oh, you know about heat of the moment because you have said things to me in the heat of the moment. The way it rolls off may not have been the way that you intended. You see how this thing is full circle?
But that's because I got saved last week.
But you see how it's full circle? You see how it's full circle? And nobody is exempt.
Well, see, I told you I got saved last week. And
I've been saved. See, you every week is I got saved last week for you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm coming with the realness, full circle. And it happens to all of us. Sometimes you be in the hot seat. Sometimes you the one blowing the hot air. It happens. It happens. Guess what? Nobody's exempt. But when you recognize it, can recognize it, address it, and get past it. You are better than the masses. I tell you that.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen.
You're better than the masses.
Game, recognize, lame. It's
mm-hmm.
your boy Andy Brown and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. talking about game, recognized game. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Tune in, log in with us, folks. If you have a business that you need to represent and you don't quite know how to get that word out there, holler at us. I'm pretty sure we can find a way to help you grow your business. Now, also keeping this in mind, is it possible to go from having game to being lame? Can you be on top of your game, Jesse Jackson, and then fall all the way down and be considered lame, Ja Rule?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes people can say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing, and it just totally mess up their image, who they are, what they want to stand for, and what they're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We know this, Mr. O.J. Simpson, because your actions can speak a little bit louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your words can speak a little bit louder than any action that you're doing.
Right.
It happens. Y'all used to love Jesse Jackson. He was the one, Operation Push, Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but now, we can find Reverend Dr. Jesse Jackson at the public store in Atlanta, and he wouldn't even get the head nod. Why is that? What you do, Jesse? What happened to the Ja Rule, the dude that used to sing like Red Fox with Ashanti?
Mm-hmm.
What would I be without you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now you want to go banging on wax with 50 Cent, and we ain't heard nothing from you since. Just don't happen, bruh. If anybody has a new Ja Rule CD, don't you tell nobody you got it. Keep that to yourself. Mr. Terrell Owens, King world-renowned wide receiver for the NFL. He done played with the Frisco 49ers and all these other people. But that's crazy. Let's go to the phone lines and go ahead and get a caller that wants to chime in.
We have a caller.
From Planet Houston. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We have Deidre on the line to chime in on the happy hour. What's going on, lady? How are you?
It's been a depressing day, but
no.
I'm good.
How so?
Huh?
How so?
Well, you know, Mount Vernon lost one of his finest today. And so, Heavy D.
Heavy D. Rest in peace.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the people that were once on their game and now they're lame. Christopher Williams was talking about that last week on Life After. I don't consider him lame, but he was just talking about how one time, and y'all remember in the 90s when he was this and that, and then he kind of fell off a little bit. Sometimes
right.
It has to do with the media, like with Terrell Owens, he's a jackass. Excuse me, he's an idiot. but with Christopher Williams, you know, he was falsely accused of something, and you see how that spiraled out of control. And it really cost him his career. I mean, he's coming back, but look how many years he's lost, you know, and it kept him from doing what he really loved doing. Just because, and I don't know if y'all know, they said he beat up Halle Berry, and it really wasn't
right.
him. And,
yeah.
you know, so there's somebody that was at the top of their game. And now they're, you know, making a comeback, but so many years have been lost. And you see
well,
it with
right.
people that you went to college with.
Exactly. You know, he said you had to take that up with Holly and Westy. So he answered
mm-hmm.
that question.
Yep.
But the media pretty much destroyed him.
Mm.
Yep.
Is it the light-skinned thing, you think?
Is it what?
Is it the light-skinned, dark-skinned deal? Do you think because that... That did play a little bit of an issue in the late 90s.
No, I just think that he was dating her and so was Wesley, and then she got beat up, and they just, I don't know why they said it was him.
right.
and they said it was him. You know, I mean, here's a dude, he has a kid, his kid is his oldest child, and it might be his only child, is with Puffy's ex. He couldn't even really support him. Or was it Albie Shore? Because he's another one.
That's Albie Shore.
He's another one that was at the top of their game. And
I think Christopher has some kids or a child by Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash,
oh.
yeah. But I mean, it's just sad. But the media, you know how the media is. But back to the people that we went to college with, there were some people in college, and maybe they wasn't at the top of their game. Maybe we just thought they was, and then they get out into the real world, and it's like you see them at homecoming.
Yeah.
With a big WTH and question mark on their forehead. Huh?
Right. And they're not on top of their game 15, 10
yeah.
years later.
But speaking of homecoming, y'all said something that I had to laugh at. Sending out representatives. Somebody approached me to send one of, to give one of my sorrows a message from them, and I was like, are we 36 or are we 16?
Right.
I don't think I, you know, tell her to call me. I don't think I've done that since 11th or 12th grade. Maybe freshman year of college. I might say, I'll give you freshman year of college. But at what point do you, you know, you stop doing that?
And that's what I'm failing to understand, because why do you have to send somebody else tell a little girl to call me?
Yeah, you're grown. You should be able to walk up to a person, introduce yourself, or start a conversation, a normal conversation, and take it from there. Don't send a representative.
No, you don't, because you will lose. You have no idea what's going on in that conversation. They could be telling you, hey, you know, boy, Shy, he really don't like you, right? He told me to come over here and tell you, you know, he was over there. He couldn't do it, but I had to come over here and tell you how fine you are. Now, you can look
ridiculous.
At him any kind of way you want to, but I just had to come over here and let you know.
It's ridiculous.
Can I buy you a drink? Carry on, people. That's how you do it. And that ain't talking to somebody being underhanded or being shady, but you didn't represent yourself.
Let me tell you. Now, you have people that, let me tell you what really gets on earth, people that pretend like they got game. Like, if you ever sit back and really analyze people's Facebook statuses and they have to inadvertently, they throw things in or claim they have things, like, who sits around and says, I'm trying to decide which one of my cars I'm going to take out to do this? What? That's like, I can't stand that. Or, I want a woman that recognizes that I got my own 7-bedroom house and I got this. It's like, why do you have to say that?
Right.
You know, like, I tell my students all the time. If you can play football, you don't have to tell the whole class you're good at football. Beyonce is a great singer. She doesn't have to broadcast it. Everybody knows that. If you have a nice house, that's nice. If you got, a lot of people have more than one car. But they don't feel the need to get on Facebook and say, you know, yeah. I think I'm going to take the convertible out today. Now, I kid around with Red Bambi. Red Bambi's just an Impala. But, you know, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. So it's like I said, it's people that think they're on their game, but they're really lame.
Right.
Sad. She's right.
Because I mean, if you got to broadcast with your material items just to pull somebody, something's wrong.
Some people are proud of those material items. I've seen one of my Facebook friends lately, and I mean, this cat, that's all he talks about.
It might
big
be the same
house.
Friend. Yeah, it might be the same friend.
Big old house, cars, he looks around, and yes, he's accomplished this and that, and yes, he knows that he is all of that and a bag of chips.
Based on the scene. Yep.
We might be talking about the same person.
I think we're talking about the same person. Yeah, going on cruise. It drives, me crazy.
No, but really,
and I like this person.
Right. From the
I like this person.
From the perception of Facebook, it looks like he's finding himself through these material things.
Yeah, but it's all the time. It's like, and then one time it was like, yeah, I did this, and I dropped my kids off, and I gave my ex $100. Nobody cares.
That's
her to go buy some shoes. I'm like, this is lame to me, and I really like this person, and I thought about how, you know, I was like, what could be a way to tell this person, you know, you don't have to do that. Just be yourself. You're a
right.
nice person. People, women will like you. But it's a turnoff when you're talking about, I gave so-and-so $100 to tell her to go buy some shoes for herself or do something nice for herself. Nobody, it's okay to just be yourself.
Definitely.
This is not my favorite.
If you know yourself, it's okay to be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But, see, some people are made by the things that they, you know, the MBAs and PhDs and all these things. And then, you know, the money that they start to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just,
yep,
like all about that. Oh, I'm doing things big like this. And you got to show us, like, nobody has no idea unless you know me if I drive a Hyundai or if I drive a Honda or if I drive a Lexus. Nobody knows. I don't feel the need to show it.
Right.
I'm not ashamed, but I'm not trying to, you know, gain any type of recognition from where I live or what I drive or how much money I make.
Because good credit is everything. I don't have to ball out of control. I can, as long as I can gas up my car and it gets me where I need to be, you know, I don't know. It's just ridiculous to me, but
yeah,
it would just hurts me to death.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's so nice.
We were cool before all that, those achievements.
That's funny. I don't know who this person is, but I
hope he's fine. No, he and I talking about the same person. I can bet the $100 that he gave to his ex. I can bet that we're talking about the same person.
This ain't just some random.
It really sounded like the same person because this person has an ex.
And, yeah, I'm telling you, it's the same person. I can bet money it's the same person. And it's so. And I was talking to a friend. It's lame. You don't have to do that. People will like you. And what makes it so annoying is it's like he tries to be slick about it. You know, like without saying, I got five cars. It has to be, which one of these five cars am I going to pull out? You don't have to do that. Just be yourself.
Please do it.
You know, I have two cars. One of them don't start right now. I got to go get a battery. So I want to ask him, let me get one of them. I wanted to go get it washed, and it won't start up. And I say that on Facebook, and I can joke.
But I know what the outside of the house looks like. I know what the kitchen looks like.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I'm going to copy and paste the post, Andy, and I'm going to send it to you. It's just ridiculous. it's okay. It's just okay. So that's an example of lame.
Lame.
Completely.
Lame.
Y'all know this person or anybody that follows, please send them the link to this show. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? And game recognized lame was the topic.
But he don't even understand how lame he is. Like, you are ruining your chances.
Yeah.
Somebody don't care about all of that.
Y'all better
but
help
yet
out.
you probably gonna talk about the chick that chases that.
Right.
You know,
it sounds that way. And
you're
like
supposed to take your kids out and buy them stuff. They're your kids. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, sometimes you have to be open to some corrective. I mean, put them in a message. And say, you know what, homie? What you're doing right now is not the business. It's far from attractive. And it's knocking you down the category from giving you on top of your game to being considered a lame.
Right now in his head, I don't think he's there to receive that information yet.
Think that in elementary school, there was something happened, and it started like, you know, what happens to you early on could make or break you. Like, I was bullied in elementary school, but that made me be I'm against bullying. You know, I could have went either way. I could have became a bully. I think that he was picked on and, you know, felt insecure, and it is carried on to the adult life.
Right. Like,
that's
got to prove
stuff
to the world and make
right.
those people. Yeah.
Well,
that's just, you know, that's all.
You definitely got to bring the show to the climax. Diva, thank you so much for calling in, chiming in with us. Ms. Oakley, this has been wonderful. I want to say if you're going to be in the Texarkana area Saturday, November the 26th, I'll let my man Joe come out to see actor Joe Torre presents the Love and Laugh series. It's a night of pure entertainment, comedy, food, fun, and much, much more. It was in Arlington, Texas last month, and now it's Travel Zone. Make sure you go out and get free tickets to register to get free tickets at howwasyourweekend.com and sign up. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great show. Ms. Oatmeal, I think we've had a wonderful time.
Oh, yes, we have. Yes, indeed.
Y'all know where to reach us, folks. When we wrap the show up, I want to say thanks to the folks in the chat room. Thanks to Deidre and the people that chimed in and listened to us. Next week, holler back because we're going to bring you another hot topic. For my DFW fam, we're going to see you at Henderson's Chicken on Thursday for the live broadcast. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, God First.
Good night to my fam. Let's give them some pictures on the way out the door. Go mob to my frat, and we gone.
And we gone. Mm-hmm.